I would like to say something to that. At one point, one year, there was a general manager who decided he would not give the programmers goals. And I personally feel that there are some programmers that do no prep for the pledge drive. I don't see why programmers couldn't, because I think it's been done in the past, programmers could ask 10 people to pledge in advance. So they could actually have money coming in or pledged before an event. So I am very concerned that if we don't have programmers knowing that they have goals and coming up with a plan in advance of the pledge drive about how they're going to hit the goals, then they say, if you don't have a dream, how are you going to have a dream come true? I think a little bit of pressure on the programmers to hit a goal is actually helpful.
Nancy,
you're saying you thought it might cause too much stress? Or at least
I thought that was your experiment at the time. Yeah. The last drive, the one that was in May and June, mm-hmm. is when I started doing this, because I think that was our first full COVID drive. And like I said,
I don't know. Who is that with the with the yelling in the background?
Yeah. Oops, sorry.
Sounds like a dog.
Okay, just mute it.
It's a dog, it's mine.
Oh, okay. All right.
No,
the dog
is fine.
Okay.
I thought that because we would not have live pitching. In June, we did have one show with live pitching that was a Rourke show, and that helped a whole lot. That's another bit of data towards having more live voices would probably help a lot in fundraising. But anyway, I thought that some shows had, you know, I couldn't predict with the changed conditions what would even be reasonable for a show to try to raise. And so I thought this would be an experiment that would just say, we just need to raise this amount of money and everybody will do their part. I hoped that that would be the shot of it all. So.
Okay.
However, like I said, there's a spreadsheet I do every day that shows every show and what it has raised during the drive. And so programmers especially can take a look at that and get an idea of how much of an appeal they'll be making.
When's the last time you sent that out to the LSB, Robin?
I think the last time I sent the email was Sunday, I think.
Okay.
So I'm going to do another one today.
Okay.
Tonight.
All right, Nancy.
Yeah, thank you, Robin.
Hello? Who's that?
Yes, Nancy.
Okay. Robin, I respect that experiment you did, and yeah, with COVID and everything, I would have done probably the same thing. But I would like to ask you and staff to please consider a overall goal and how far we got. You know, I would really like to hear that. I don't see that was causing a lot of stress. Just saying we need this much to make it through September, the end of September, and we've gotten so much, 70,000 now, so we'll need this much more. I mean, something like nuts and bolts so people can understand.
As far as the programmers are concerned, they all know that. The overall goal was 150,000. And we were quite upfront with that. Yes, there probably is not a lot of talk of that on the air, and maybe we should
I don't hear
do
it.
More of that. Maybe we should do more of that, yes. But
so you can say, when you send the word out to the programmers, say, at this time, at this date, we have this much. And so when they do their canned shows, their pre-records, they can say, on such and such date, we have gotten this much, and we're, you know, this much more we need for the goal, you know, to last us to whatever. I think that would be, the listeners would be appreciative of giving that kind of inside information that they never got before. I think it's really being more open with the listeners and get more respect. I think Captain Tom wanted to speak.
Yes, I was just wondering. Yes, I was just wondering, Robin, you were going to send out some more information on the fund drive?
Yes.
Okay. I appreciate that, Robin. Thank you.
Robin, can you send that also to Captain Tom, because he's not on the LSB? Well, he is on the you're sending
he
it to
should
the
be
LSB.
On the. I'm sending
it
also
sending
to the programmers. Programmers list.
Okay.
I'll
right,
check
great.
And see if he's on that. Yeah.
All right, great. Thank you. Before we move on, I just wanted to be clear of one thing. Because Bill was, I think, offended by the yelling and the accusations, he has left the call, and I am now trying to take the notes minutes as we go. There is one thing that I was wondering. We were talking about the July Quiet Drive, and we were talking about the dates June 15th and July 16th. When did our current pledge drive start, Robin?
The on-air effort started on August 1st. But like
okay.
the money that we brought in from July 16th to July 31st, I credit it to this drive.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot of money. So, you know, don't get excited.
And
but it was something.
And money given up to June 15th was credited toward the last drive or not?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And
you said something about July. So what about the money that was between the 31st and the beginning of the drive?
Huh? 31st?
You said
the day before?
You said that the money from June 15th through the 31st was credited to this drive, and
no.
then the pledge started on August 3rd.
No, that's
no.
not what I said.
I'm sorry.
No. All right.
Can you tell me again?
I need from July 16th.
Okay, all right.
Onward has been credited to the current drive.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so it would actually be from to August 2nd. And then officially it started on the 3rd, and then it was credited. Okay, and then the money collected between the last pledge drive and July 16th, was that credited to the last pledge drive, or was it just?
Money collected between June 16th and July 15th are
yeah.
all just quiet drive money, just money
Got
that
it.
Came in between. That's it.
Okay. All right, now I get it. Okay. Okay, did somebody else have a question?
Tom.
Actually, I had a statement. I looked at Robin sent me an email, and it was an additional over $14,000. I think that, you know, is quite adequate, you know. I mean, we were really suffering on the last fund drive, and I kind of, in my opinion, gave it a big.
Oh. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Let's go to.
I have one more question.
Okay.
Robin, on the HD programmers, are they bringing in money? Are they pitching on their shows? I don't have an HD radio now. Mine broke, so I don't listen to it at all.
Some money comes in for a few of those shows, a very few. I haven't listened myself, so I don't know if they are doing active pitching. I don't know.
Well, could y'all consider, when you have your staff meeting, to tell all the programmers kind of inside information that we just learned at this open meeting today, like it's projected to get about 70,000 this Friday, which should last to the projection to the end of August. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so let them know these things, and that then we'll have to go again into September 1st. So let them know that because at one of the Zoom meetings, who was it? Sanford. Yeah, Sandy Wyman. He reported that the IBM had told I wasn't there, so I don't know if this is true or not, but Sanford brought this up. The IBM told some of the programmers at whatever meeting that was that we've got plenty of money for the next few months. And so I don't know if that's true. Why don't y'all give from the management team some letter to the programmers so they know a little bit more, so they're in the loop more. I mean, we all need to be aware of how situation seriousness of.
Okay. They're on the same list, the same email list.
No, but are they told? Are they told about how much how much it's going to last, to how long we'll be able to live with this, run the station with the amount of money that we've gotten so far, and then those kind of things. So
Robin said she would tell them.
Yeah. And they all get the same email. All the programmers that we have an email address, HD2 or whatever, get the email.
Well, I understand that they're getting information of what's coming in, but do they get this kind of inside information that this will last us to such and such date? That's not on there.
I have not sent that out either. And
yeah,
I actually think that's something that the general manager should be communicating to the programmers.
Well, please tell them that. You know, I have support with that suggestion.
Okay.
Robin, do you want to say anything about vehicle donations?
Not a lot to say. They continue to trickle in. We got a bunch of new PSAs for vehicle donations that were recorded maybe a month and a half ago.
Okay.
I've heard a couple of them in that time. I'm not listening all the time.
Are any of them tied to COVID, like maybe you might be cleaning out your garage?
Not that I remember. No.
Okay. No problem.
Can I ask a question about them?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Can people in other states donate cars through that same group to KPFT?
Yes.
I think they can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I know mm-hmm. one.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a California company, isn't it? I mean,
the number is 855-573-8227. 855-KPFT-CAR.
I'm going to call it.
All right. Thank you very much, Wendy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. And you know, that's something that we might.
About the vehicles. One more question. Please.
Okay.
Can we put some pictures on our website about, you know, I sent some pictures from the KPFK website where they have a picture of a boat and, a water ski or all kind of thing, a motorcycle. Anyway, those pictures are really nice because people don't like to read too much if they're like me. I mean, I like pictures. In really simple ones, is it too difficult to put those on? I mean, it's still like...
You need staff.
It's not that difficult, right?
And there are some up there, I think.
What?
I think there are some up there if you go on into the links.
No, there aren't.
Okay.
I would like to say something. I think I sent Robin an email to this effect.
that what you saw on KPFK's website is because they use a different company, and that is probably their, maybe they have a web person that did that. We asked several years ago for KPFK to be added to all of the foundation, and we would all have gotten a higher percentage of the sales, but KPFK wanted to remain loyal to whoever was doing their vehicle donations. So that's
okay.
Why it is that they have a separate company. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. It's a little thing.
All right. One more question on this. Robin, has anything been put on our Facebook about vehicle donations?
Not by me. Not in a long time.
Okay. Do you know who is doing Facebook other than maybe Susan Darrow and you occasionally?
That's about it right now.
Okay. Do you have everything that you need regarding Facebook before Bobby heads off? Because I think if we ask for information after he finishes his regular tour, then I think we have to be paying him by the hour to ask these questions. And I want to make sure you get what you need from him for the website or Facebook before he officially, his last day.
I believe I have those, you know, passwords and whatnot. I have, like, full access to Facebook site and the website.
Okay, good. Okay.
Teresa, I have a question. So you know, Teresa, you said Bobby's last day, so how do you know that he's going to quit?
Well, I was told he had given notice with a date, and then I said, well, I hope that he's cross-training everybody for anything that he's editing or such, since Naboo is not there. And then I was told that they have some sort of contract with him to continue as a contractor after he's over. So I think we might be paying a premium price after his official last day. But I don't know because we haven't been told.
No, I just asked how you know. That's all. It hasn't been announced. So
I just heard a rumor.
They said it on this meeting.
Because Tom Harper has talked with Judon Boney, and Judon Boney said that he had given notice to leave. And then I believe they asked him on the national level, and I think he officially told Lydia Brazon, our IED. So I don't know what they've negotiated from there. Maybe someday they'll tell us. Okay. Let's go to the special. Is there anything that we can do for special email blasts that might generate money, Robin?
I don't know. I send out the ones that I send out.
Okay.
But, I mean, I don't have anything special.
Okay. You'll be mentioning that.
I'm not exactly sure what you mean. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not exactly sure what you're asking.
I'm just wondering if there's anything that we can think of that an email blast might generate some money.
There is, but who's going to do it? We're asking one little part-timer to do everything for a radio station that should have thousands of people helping.
I know, and I encourage Robin to say, I cannot do that, and she's pretty well trying to define what she can and cannot do, and I'm grievously sorry that we are treating her this way.
I hope that whoever
was hired to replace Naboo will have the capability of doing email blasts just as you did when you were in that membership position.
Did they hire somebody?
Well, there's an opening on the website on KPFK.org.
I saw that, but I was wondering if they hired somebody.
Well, I think we need to ask our IGM that question. You
okay.
missed it.
Right. Sorry for interrupting.
I'm not trying to be
I
critical.
Saw it.
Okay.
No, it's okay.
The gala, do you want to say anything about the gala, Robin?
Actually, yeah. I got to answer. Okay, the gala was originally scheduled for November the 14th, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
You know, we decided that that's just not going to be feasible to have a gathering like that.
Okay.
I've written to the museum where we were supposed to have it, and they've given me a list of dates that are open in 2021,
mm-hmm.
starting in April, that we can reschedule to if we want to. And I need to send that list to the gala people so we can decide on a date before they start disappearing.
Mm-hmm.
However, I'm thinking, when we talked about a virtual gala, and I announced in our last meeting that I am not up to trying to get something like that together for this November.
Mm-hmm.
And if anyone else wants to take it on, please, you know, raise your hand and that sort of thing. However, I was thinking that we have Amy Goodman kind of owes us an event, and Tom Hartman had agreed to come to the November 14th event.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking that maybe we could turn some kind of event with one or both of them into a virtual fundraiser. Not looking for gala kind of money,
yeah,
but maybe event kind of money.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm actually putting that out there if there's anyone who'd like to work on that idea.
Sounds like a great idea.
Who was that?
Well,
who talked? Who spoke?
That was Deb Shafto.
Oh.
All right. Well,
wonderful. Virtual party, virtual talent show, virtual international dance and music, and then ask people to tip in. I think that's wonderful and safe. We don't have to rent a place or a building.
Well, I would like to help with that. Is there anyone else on this call that would like to help with that?
Oh, me, yeah.
Okay.
I would too, but I'm long distance right now.
Well, actually you're not long
virtual.
Distance. It's all virtual. It's all done by phone, so you can be
okay.
In Timbuktu.
Yeah, count me in.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
I will help. I don't want to be in charge of it, but I can help. Wendy.
Okay.
Good. Okay. What I would like to do then is have, I can't stand, now that Zoom and whatnot is available, I can't stand these phone calls anymore. So I will invite, I heard Deb, Wendy, Teresa, and Nancy, I heard.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Said
yes.
That they would like to work on this. So I'll send an invitation for a Zoom call.
Okay.
Like probably in the next 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can get together and talk about how to have this kind of virtual event with some real pretty big names. So. Okay, good.
Okay. I have a question. Did you say a virtual, like, fundraiser? Or you're talking about you're not thinking about a Zoom fundraiser or what did you say? Because Zoom the sound cuts off like every few seconds, maybe 30 seconds or so. I don't know how long it does, but the sound cuts.
That's
anyway,
what we got. One thing I think I know that I've seen that other events they seem to be. Have a more stable connection, so that's one thing we'd have to look into. Is there another way to do this where we can get, you know, attendees on a more secure connection? But that's the idea, where people can be a part of something involving Tom Hartman or Amy Goodman, maybe even have questions and that sort of thing, which people always want to do. You know, we'll figure it out, but you know, I think it's something we could turn into a fundraiser, you know, like
mm-hmm.
I said, not a $50,000 one, but maybe a $8,000 one.
Okay. All right.
Hey.
All right. Thank you, Robin. And if there are any others that that might want to join us, maybe Paula Miller might want to, or you let me know when the time is and the date is, and I will
I will ask any others that you want me to. Okay?
Okay. All right.
All right. Item D was, how can LSB members help? Is there any assignment you want to give to us before we go on to other? Robin?
Oh, actually, yeah, I have an idea about it, and it's an idea that you kind of put into my head. Anyone who has a Facebook account can create a fundraiser for any charity that they want. And if all the members of the LSB did that and just publicized it to their friends, to the people that they have connections with, I think the LSB on its own could probably bring in a decent amount of money. The programmers are actually doing very nicely with that, the ones who are actually doing it. So I would ask the LSB, every member that has a Facebook account, to set up a fundraiser for KPFT. Set yourself a goal. You know your own friends, so maybe for your friends, $200 is reasonable, or maybe $2,000. But whatever you think you can raise in a relatively short amount of time, like maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, well, I had put Mike Lewis and Tom Harper and their crowdfunding as the first item under other. So maybe it's time for Mike Lewis and Tom Harper to report on what they've done. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, I have, right now at this time, I have two fundraisers going. I have a GoFundMe account for KPFT.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have my birthday is Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm running that show for a couple of weeks, so I'm doing a birthday fund for KPFT as well.
So that when you say GoFundMe, that's on Facebook also, right?
Right.
Not necessarily,
okay.
But yeah, there's
I cannot hear Tom. What did you say?
And a birthday fundraiser
on
Facebook.
GoFundMe is on Facebook?
Well, you might. I publicize it via Facebook, but it's separate. It's separate from the Facebook fundraisers, isn't it?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
We have a lot of background noise, so I can't.
Somebody's moving.
Sorry.
If you're not talking, mute, please. Somebody is moving. So please mute. Go ahead, Robin.
Well, one advantage of the Facebook fundraisers is that when you designate KPFT as the beneficiary, the money goes directly into KPFT's account. Everybody who donates it goes straight to KPFT. There's no. So I would recommend, and it's very easy to do, and I'm glad that Tom is doing it, and Mike Lewis. I know Mike has done it. He's done it a couple of times, I think. But it's
well,
a reward.
Are you notified that Mike Lewis per se did this fundraiser and raised X amount of money? Are you told that?
Not usually up front, but I get the report on fundraisers from many different kinds of people and who donated and how much. So I find out that way, usually. There's some people I don't even know who they are, but they are having birthday fundraisers for KPFT. So
do they notify you, or does Facebook say this person did a fundraiser and they raised this amount total?
Yeah, more or less, yes.
Okay, so you know that, and you are also told the name of who gave and how much, right? But not any contact information for all those people. So there will not be any KPFT membership through this method of fundraising.
If you give $25 and you tell me your name is Teresa Allen and I know nothing else about you, our records will say there is a Teresa Allen who gave $25 on such and such a date.
But you can't give us a membership because you don't have any other information.
No, we don't. No address. No, sometimes an email. No phone, no address. So that is one disadvantage. But if you want to raise money fast, it is advantageous.
Yeah, I just wanted to be clear on that because if I do it, I don't want to promise somebody a membership that we're not going to give.
Oh, but request for information, Nancy?
Yeah, go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, so if we say on the Facebook... If we say that if you want a membership, separately communicate to KPFT, was it membership at kpft.org? Your address, mm-hmm. What is it? Address and name and telephone number. Whatever. I don't know what you need, but I guess those main. But then you can get a membership and you can get a vote when you have elections. We can put that on. Right?
Address the email or ID.
I'm sorry, what'd I didn't hear that, Robin.
When you set up your fundraising, you can say anything you want to the people who donate, and you can tell them to email your...
You're garbled, Robin.
Oh, okay.
Are you on speakerphone or something?
I'm on speakerphone, yeah.
Okay, well...
Just yell at it.
All right, I think Tom Harper wanted to say something additionally. Tom?
Yes, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I believe on the website, Robin, if you will back me up on this, there is a section that if you want to be a member to KPFT, you click on that button and it will take you directly to the form you fill out to be a membership. Am I correct?
Well, if you want to donate to become a member, yes.
Okay.
That's on our website, but that's not the same thing as going through Facebook.
No, it's not.
Okay. We could also add on our website, or what I do for my my website is I add, you know, if you go to kpft.org and push on the donate button, I mean, you know, I also post that as well. So that will help out a lot.
All right, so you ask if they want to give through Facebook, but you also mention the website and the donation, the tip button or whatever. Okay.
Fine.
All right. Thank you so much, Tom. Mike, did you want to say anything about your experience?
Well, I've been this past month and year doing the GoFundMe on KPFT, and I've also been really pushing it on the prison show, the military show. And before COVID-19, I was always running into people at events at the club and the concerts that I worked, and I was always passing out KPFT stickers and flyers and really trying to get the membership up around town here in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And also asking people to donate, and it was working. I think I got several members to join up to KPFT, but it's kind of hard to do that right now with COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. But right now you have something going on, which is a GoFundMe on Facebook, right?
Yeah, I have that on Facebook, and then I did a lot of pledge drive donations on the prison show that we pre-recorded yesterday, and then the military show this week. I'm going to do that as well.
But those are, when you promote that, that's just pledge drive. That's just regular pro forma pledge drive. You say.
Yeah, I do it on pledge drive. And then when we're not on pledge drive, I still try to ask people to go hit kpft.org and hit the red donate button.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the text give is working at the moment. Is it where you dial 713-526-5738 and then type the word GIVE? Is that still working?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I've been
promoting
that.
It's not very popular, though.
Well.
Not very popular, though. Not too many people use it.
The student app plus the phone number plus the website as well.
You're breaking up, Mike.
I want to repeat it again. I'm doing it on Facebook. I do it on the shows, and I also promote it on the website with kpft.org and the text give as well.
So you ask them to go to kpft.org/give or what?
No, where they hit the red donate button, and then I tell them about the phone number where you dial and then type the word give, and you can text a donation that way.
Do you know that number off the top of your head?
526-5738. And then you type the word G-I-V-E, text give, and then that hits you to the where you can text a pledge that way. And also tell people during the pledge drive to call the 713-526-5738.
Okay. All right. I have a question. I just need to keep reminding people of that.
Tom,
okay. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah. Okay. Mike and I, we both do that. We both do pitches, even during pledge drive and also during non-pledge drive. In other words, you know, we encourage people to donate. So, you know, that helps out a whole lot. And Mike and I work together as a team. So, you know.
Well, I appreciate
that.
I think that persistent promoting of telling people how to can do that plants the idea. Robin, are there – Mike, did you know how much you had raised through your item on Facebook?
Today I raised $65, and in the past I've raised $500. But I just started a new GoFundMe page today, and I'm asking for $500 on this, and I hope to achieve that goal by at least Saturday.
Oh, good for you.
Okay, hopes to hit $500 by Saturday.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
I have a question.
Really?
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes. Robin, you know, the program is usually on the hour and the half hour that they say, you know, the identification of the station and the name of the show, and then they might pitch. But do you think they can do it, like, on the 15 minutes? The reason why I ask this is because Heather Gray, she's from Atlanta, WFRG, I think, or is it RFG? Anyway, it's Atlanta, and they do station identification every 15 minutes, the number, the letters, the city name, and the name of the show, and the name of the host. And I'm not saying that we need to do that just because they're doing it, but it just seems like it's a long time, 30 minutes to go, and a truck driver or somebody in their car hearing it, it would be better if we would do on the 15, because, like, I went like 2 years or 3 years listening, just catching the prison show, but I didn't know what the name of the station was. I didn't know what the call numbers were, and I had an old Crown Vic, 1992, and it was the dial, is like a dial, a little red stick moving around, and I got to the point where I just, okay, I can't find it unless that guy, I don't know who his name was, Ray Hill at the time, and I said, I want to hear this guy again, so I just won't move it until next Friday. I mean, it was on the half hour, and on the hour, I would hear a station identification, anything important, so it seems like a soft pitch on the 15 minutes. It doesn't have to be the same kind of pitch each time, but things like a long time, like in 10, 30 minutes is from one side of town to the other, and you covered, you know, half, you know, across the town, and it just seems like it's a long time. It's a shorter
Nancy, I really do appreciate it, but we're kind of pushing into the realm of programming right now.
Yes, because we do not have a program council, and we should have gotten one.
I know, but it's really kind of rude to Robin.
No, I'm just saying, just consider, because she's now in the staff meetings with just, what, three? I don't know.
I think you might need to send an email to our general manager.
I already sent an email to everybody already.
I appreciate that. But I do want to get back to the agenda. Robin, are we working on any grants at this time?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay. 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 At one point, I think about 3 or 4 months ago, Judon Boney said that he was going to send letters to big donors and follow up with calls. Do you know if that's being done?
Not that I am aware of.
Okay. Okay. Something that we did not do that I would like to do is KPFA did very, very well on their last pledge drive, and they did offer options of people to give to another charity to have 10% of their pledge given to a different charity, and they hit $500,000 in their, I think, May pledge drive. So even despite the COVID, they did very well. Is there any way that we can help you work on this for the next pledge drive, maybe make your life easier in any way? Because I think this might work, and I think we've missed several opportunities in not doing this and kind of promoting nonprofits that are helping people within the pandemic.
Considering how tight the budget is here, if we were doing this right now and we're giving even 5% of what was raised, that would be about $3,500, which is very significant at this station.
But it's only offered to people that don't take a premium. It comes out even.
Well, I don't know about that. But if done in the right way, it might help KPFC.
Yes.
There has to be a whole lot of buzz and excitement about it, I think.
Could we maybe try one day, like on a specific special day, that we say, okay, if you give on this day, 10% goes to this charity. If you don't want a premium, could we maybe do a one-day thing and promote it in advance?
I'd have to sell it to the other two staff people who are very concerned with the you know, how bare the cupboard is these days.
So maybe you've already asked them, and that's why it's not a go?
No, I have not asked anybody, no.
Could you possibly ask them, and maybe, you know, I'm going to call KPFA and find out if they think that that method had anything to do with the fact that they blew their pledge drive out of the water.
Nancy,
I'll
on the back.
I'll get back with you on that. Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay.
Yeah, I had asked Sabrina Jacobs. She's a programmer with the show, and she told the programming committee that they gave 10% to a choice of three different groups. But
mm-hmm.
what she did not say, and I was checking during the fund drive, their fund drive, they had a special huge list of all many nonprofit groups and links to their website. And it was like in red letters, the names of the groups. And I had never seen that on the KPFA website ever before, but it was only during that time. So there might have been something extra appealed for these nonprofits, like some deal maybe that
uh-huh.
she does not know about, because she's a program, she's not in the business, you know, management department. So that went down after the fund drive was over. But I was amazed. It was like maybe 70, 80, 90 groups. I just, their names and their links. And you just have to go down, you see the name, and you click, and it takes you to a website of another nonprofit. So maybe that was included. I don't know. She didn't mention that, but I did notice that.
Teresa?
Okay. Yes?
Did you have some nonprofit in mind? I mean, I wouldn't even know who to approach. I mean, KUHF probably is doing it, but they have theirs that work with them. And it takes a certain amount of processing and paperwork and getting approvals and, you know, all these things that we keep asking for require staff to do them. So I was just wondering what other group do you think would be effective? Because the reason that when they really work well, it's when it's something timely, you know, so it might be some COVID thing.
I thought we should try the Houston Food Bank, or we should try a community clinic like the one up in Montgomery County, or we should try something to do with housing.
So you don't want to do it half-assed is all I'm saying. And what Robin was talking about with a lot of a big amount of fanfare is really important, especially if we're getting someone to work with us for the first time. We don't want to be looking stupid and hardly raising any money at all. You know,
Wendy, will you work with me on this off this?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Well, I mean, this would be great on, like, Thanksgiving, but I would say that, you know, we need to get some time or a space of time because, you know, I mean, November would be the earliest that we could logistically do it, I think.
Well, we could call it our own little stimulus package.
Right.
Nancy on the
like
all right, go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, I just wanted to repeat what Bill Crozier said when we talked about this. I think it was at the last meeting. He said the application forms with the FCC have to be done in advance. So that he said it takes time to do that. I don't know. I just wanted to put that in.
I will ask KPFA about that. Okay. We didn't on this last pledge drive, we didn't do any challenge grant, did we, Robin?
No.
Okay. Well, if you want me to work on that, just give me direction, and I will start working on that.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And I would be happy to get some others to help on that, okay?
Yeah, Nancy on the stack.
Yes, go ahead.
This is on a previous I don't know how many back, about asking, IGM was asking, or saying he's going to ask big major donors or for grants. And the thing about grants is we should be, you know, this committee could be writing letters to organizations for money. But as far as grants, we can ask, but we don't have a 2018 audit done yet.
Or 2017.
A grant
is
what you get.
17 is done. 17 is finished.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The 18 is supposed to be done, but the hang up is that the auditors have to write their predictions, their estimates. What's going to happen?
I think we owe them money too.
Oh yeah, I'm sure that's it. I'm finished.
Alexa, louder. Incidentally, I am asking Alexa to play KPFT. It is now working, and it was kind of annoying me. Okay, but at least it's working.
Yeah, I think we can ask. We can write letters to organizations, and then. But if they ask us, when is your last audit that was done, we'll have to tell them the truth. 18 is not done yet.
I was not talking about asking for grants. I asked Robin if we had any grants in the works, and there are some individuals who have given us large amounts of money, but to me a grant usually has requirements attached to it, like, you know, it's for this specific purpose and you need to give reports and that's how it affects your future.
They need to go through the station, it's true, for sure. We can't just all start writing to foundations ourselves. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Teresa.
That's okay. No, thank you. No problem. Anything else in other, under fundraising, other items? Okay. We're going to now outreach issues. We have already kind of discussed social media, and I'm hoping that we will find someone, even if it is a volunteer, to kind of take a more major role. Maybe the person that fills Naboo's position will have some more social media experience?
From one of those programmer calls, I think Tony Diaz volunteered to get a social media team together.
Okay.
So if you have questions about that, I don't know what they're doing, but he did volunteer to do that, and that was a little while ago.
Okay. Thank you.
Request for information.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is another previous thing. I'm sorry, my brain is slow. We had complaints from what?
Whoever is everybody mute. Mute your phone, everyone. Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay. I had heard complaints from KPFK that the Spanish speaking listeners could not speak in Spanish to donate, and they're very pointed about that, and I don't know if we had that kind of complaint, where would they give it? And so I'm just asking, do we have speaking and people? Because this state company is answering the phones in KPFA and all five stations.
I'm sorry, Nancy, but you're breaking up. Are you moving or something? I did not understand what you said.
Okay, I'll say again. At KPFK, board members were complaining that the Spanish-speaking listeners, who don't make money, could not talk Spanish because dancing did not have anybody who could speak Spanish, and their shows are at night. They have night shows in Spanish. So I'm just wondering, our listeners, if they had the same problems, how could they complain? Because nobody's answering the phone, and I don't know if those shows are giving out an email or not. Don't know. So,
Robin, can you ask if our answering service has Spanish speakers?
It's the same company, Teresa, as the one that's answering. It's the same company as answering all five of our stations. That's what I understood. Right?
I don't know, but I could ask. Oh. I could ask them on behalf of KPFT.
Okay. All right. The website. Same thing. I hope that is Tony Diaz working with the website at all, or just social media team?
All I remember is social media.
Okay. Well, I would like. I will ask the general manager if he is hiring with a mind toward who will take responsibility for the website. Okay.
I have a question.
Yeah?
About the website. Robin, I mean, Teresa said in a previous meeting that there was some volunteers that were ready to help the website on a volunteer basis. And then something, communication broke down, or maybe you know the history of this. I mean, if those people are reliable and trustable, can we rejuvenate that project?
I don't know about that particular project. I know months ago, there was some talk about redoing the website, but obviously that has not happened. So...
with volunteers?
I don't know who was. Well, I do remember.
Charlie Lindahl.
There was a Sam Oser was supposed to be involved in that, and that, like I said, that was months and months ago. She's no longer working with the station, and that's the last I heard of changes to the website.
All right. Are there any other special efforts to reach listeners by way from the point of view of outreach? Anyone have any other items to mention?
Yes. Nancy. Okay. This is just an idea of a banner that we, homemade banner even, that we put and hang inside our car when we're at the soup.
Regret my vote for Trump.
when we're at the supermarket parked near the front door and you've got some flashing LED lights on it and it says 90.1 FM or kpfd.org, and people will look into your car if they see flashing lights. That way, if the wind, you don't have to worry about the wind blowing it or somebody stealing it or, I mean, you can hang it inside your car on those side handles, the sides of the ceiling. That would be a poster standing on the street corner. People will look at me and sometimes take pictures, and sometimes they ask me if I'm being paid. It's kind of unusual to see. And I would think a banner inside of a car at the supermarket, while the supermarket still has something to sell, I mean, it may be things get really bad and they cut off the city and nothing goes in, nothing goes out, and people, you know, go stealing from other people unless they have a
Nancy,
gun.
Nancy, would you do this? Nancy, would you write down what you think ought to go on the signs?
KPFD.org or 90.1 FM, and line the white letters on the background. I would think green, just like the highway sign.
Nancy, would you?
You're going to send it later, Nancy.
Nancy,
send it to the committee.
Write this up and send it to the whole LSB. Encourage all LSB members to do that.
I like it. I drive around with light up balloons in my car at night all the time. I even have
you
emblems
do?
For the. I could get. Yeah, haven't you seen my balloons? I put them in the car. Huh?
Wendy, are you?
No.
You brought this February.
No, I'm still out of town.
Okay.
But I'll send you guys something because there's emblems you could put on the balloons that are pretty cool too.
But I got that idea when you brought that balloons with little lights to a meeting.
Yeah.
I got it at that time looking at that thing. So that you made.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Good. Okay. Let's talk about it offline. And I like this because I keep seeing pictures. One of my computer pictures is the freeway over the 59 freeway when we had a giant anti-war protest, and there's all these KPFT banners, and you can see them from so far away.
Yep.
That was the best thing. We've done so many protests in Houston, and people cannot, you never see more than 20 people, but when you're over the freeway, thousands of people see you. So, you know, we're going to have to go back to stuff like that.
But there's no bumper-to-bumper traffic anymore. It's
weird. Oh, I bet there is.
There is? I don't see it in the
No, morning. I don't know. I'm not there.
Okay. Oh. We have, okay, is there anything else? I want Nancy to write that up and send it out. And Wendy, and if Wendy or Deb or Tom or Mike have anything to add to that, just add to the conversation with the LSB and say, and perhaps if you've tried it, you know, say, hey, I've tried it and it works. Okay. Is there any new business? Robin, you said that we gave away quite a number of masks that say KPFT as a premium. They were
mm-hmm.
pretty successful, right? What was the other premium that was so very popular?
50th anniversary T-shirt.
Okay. Are they on the website?
You can see them on the donation page on the website. There are pictures there. No, actually, that's something I should do, put it on the website.
Okay. What's the pledge level for masks?
It's easier thing. You can get 2 for like a $50 pledge, I think, and 5 for $100. I think that's what it is, yeah.
Okay, and they're just made out of paper?
No, they're made out of cotton.
Okay.
The T-shirts are made out
cool.
of cotton.
Pretty nice.
And the masks are made out of cotton, right?
Yeah, and they have the KPFT logo right on front.
Okay.
So the pictures of the masks are on the website?
You can't see. If you click the donate button, you can see pictures of the shirt and the mask along the right side of the form that you're filling.
Okay, I will look. I didn't know that they were on there.
All right.
Could somebody put a picture of it on the front page, like for the make a little story about it?
Well, I'll try. I'll put.
I know, Robin. I'm giving you more stuff to do too.
Yeah.
But that would probably be good, you know.
Yeah, there's
so
been a lot
current,
of interest in
least.
Both those things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost all the,
all
my
right.
initial order are almost all gone.
Okay. And a thing about how the gala will be postponed. I don't know. Nobody knew about it.
Never,
anyway,
no, nobody knew about it, so we don't have to do that.
All right.
Okay.
Is there any other new business?
Well,
I
have a request.
Wait a minute. Just 1 minute.
I have
go
one
ahead,
request.
Rob. Go ahead, Nancy.
There's a few programmers. I'm not going to say their names, but they say, go to the tip jar. There's no tip jar. I haven't been there for a few years. I don't know when these people have last seen our website. There's no tip jar. So
there was a time when the tip jar was kind of clever, but we need something else that's clever on the front to generate money.
Some of our programmers are still telling people, go to the tip jar.
Yeah.
And so they haven't seen our website. Tell them there's no tip jar. Please. What if people go and they're looking for a tip jar?
Okay, good. Thanks, Nancy. I didn't know that.
Howard
okay.
is doing it. Roots Radio is doing it. I should not say their names. Anyway, there's a few other. I don't know why.
All right. Our next meeting is scheduled for 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on Tuesday, the 8th of September. All right.
I move we adjourn.
Yes, and we might meet sooner, the subcommittee for the gala. Or what was it?
Yes.
Virtual,
whatever it's going to be. Yeah.
I move we adjourn.
All right. Tom,
second.
We adjourn. Do we have an objection?
No.
No.
Okay. Thank you, everyone.
Everybody.